Fashion Notes, 10 Best and Worst Dressed from the 2024 Grammys. By John Binder on February 5, 2024. In terms of fashion, the Grammys belong to one person while a few big names got it royally wrong for music's biggest night. Below, I've reviewed the best and worst dressed from the evening. Best Dressed, Miley Cyrus and Mizan Margiela. Spoiler, the night belonged to Miley Cyrus mostly because look after look. She paid tribute to some greats in a way that was tastefully done while still, well, looking like Miley Cyrus. First up is her Mizan Margiela naked dress, which harkens back to creative director John Galliano's days at the helm of his eponymous label in 1997. The barely there Cleopatra look made entirely of safety pins with a polarizing blowout is exactly what good fashion should be. Also, check out the craftsmanship that went into this beauty below. Worst dressed, Taylor Swift and Schiaparelli. It's almost like, no matter how many Grammys you win, no matter how much public attention you garner, no matter how successful you are, if you have bad taste, that's just something you can't change. Like I've always said, people are born with style. From the looks of this Schiaparelli number, it's safe to say Taylor Swift was born with other talents. Best Dressed, Miley Cyrus and Gucci. Miley Cyrus kept changing it up all night. To accept her first Grammy, she donned this custom Gucci sequin gown from Sabato De Sarno, carrying a Gucci bamboo 1947 handbag and matching Signoria pumps in the same shade of burgundy. This is glamour. Best Dressed, Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey infamously wears looks with unknown designers. Her prior Grammys look, for example, she'd bought at the mall hours before. With this sheer black velvet knee-length dress, Lana is seemingly channeling the great Loretta Lynn, who loved a puffy shoulder, bows, fussy patterns, and girliness. Perhaps the look can be taken as a nod to Lana's forthcoming album where she is expected to dabble in American country. Worst Dressed, Billie Eilish and Chrome Hearts. Award show after award show, Billie Eilish the clown ends up on my worst dressed list. Her landing on this list is mostly because I'm disappointed she didn't dress up as Grunge Barbie, a major missed opportunity. Best Dressed, Miley Cyrus and Bob Mackie. In perhaps her most dazzling look of the night, Miley Cyrus reached far into famed designer Bob Mackie's archives to pull off this sequin-studded number for her performance, channeling Cher and Tina Turner from their performance together on the Cher show in 1975. Tribute fashion can be tricky because the wearer still wants to look like themselves. I'd say Miley did so to just near perfection. Worst Dressed, Boy Genius and Tom Brown. The girl group Boy Genius look like those possessed kids in horror movies that you're terrified to see walking down a long dark hallway of an old Victorian. Yet, at the same time, they could easily be the kids of the Von Trapp family in Sound of Music with suits made of the living room curtains. Best Dressed, Miley Cyrus and Bob Mackie. In another Bob Mackie number from the archives, Miley Cyrus spent time backstage channeling her godmother Dolly Parton, who, likewise, was a massive fan of Mackie in her heyday. It's Grease meets Dolly in the most delicious way. Worst Dressed, Beyoncé and Louis Vuitton. If Miley has been channeling the likes of Dolly, Cher, and Tina all night, Beyoncé is channeling Colonel Sanders in the new Louis Vuitton collection. Best Dressed, Mark Ronson and Gucci. Mark Ronson landed on my best dressed list because there is something to be said about stars with have personal style and stick to it, regardless of trend. Ronson in this classic double-breasted suit with horsebit loafers from Gucci will age like fine wine. Men, take note. You cannot go wrong with a tailored suit, wide lapel, and leather loafers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.